to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers. AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We're live with you on Thursday, the 26th of April, 2007. From the studios, Republic Broadcasting Network, right here in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. And today, ladies and gentlemen, I got to ask the question, did you watch Bill Moyer's special last night on PBS? If you did, you weren't listening to Rick Adams, but that's okay. And it was actually pretty good. And I like the plea at the end of the program where Bill Moyers for PBS, and he said, for programming such as this, blah, 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 and we're independent, not corporate sponsored. Well, they kind of are, sort of. But it was probably one of the most objective pieces, and I've not seen of all of Bill Moyers' pieces, but it was probably, under present circumstance, probably the most objective piece that he could do with restraint. And when I say with restraint, who knows who's looking over his shoulder. And they invited the usual suspects, ladies and gentlemen. Richard Pearl, the guy from The Nation. They put out the calls. And, of course, all the neocons, Bill Kristol, wouldn't show up. But evidently, Kristol, and I'm sure he calls up anybody, can get on any given time. He's been a pundit and a war profiteer, or at least for the war, on Fox News and the likes. And by the way, it turns out that Fox News is not the only news organization that was pumping for, let's go get these evil terrorists, the people that crashed the Twin Towers and all of that garbage. It was rather fascinating. But to watch this, Bill Kristol was on C-SPAN this morning. I'm up at 6 o'clock for some unknown reason. The alarm clock went off in my head. I'm up, and I tune in C-SPAN to see Bill Kristol there doing damage control. And it was rather fascinating. I'm going to try to play some clips. I did not have time to do any editing today. I just came into the network. I was busy pushing cars around on the highway. Broke down people. Guy goes by and says, "The Lord will bless you for that." I said, "I'm not going to bother the Lord. You witnessed a good act. Just pass it on. You take the responsibility. It's yours now." At any rate, sitting in McDonald's this morning, sitting there watching a guy, and he's looking over at me, and I'm thinking, why is this guy looking at me? Well, he's sitting there reading his Bible. And for about 45 minutes this morning in Mickey D's, I'm into the serious conversation about the Pharisees standing behind the pulpits in America. So it was like I had several brushes with God today, which was rather refreshing. At any rate, I'm going to get into this this issue here with the neocons, what is being said, and who is saying it. I tried to get into C-SPAN. I got in, but only after Bill Kristol was already off. And I just wanted to ask him a simple question. Now that your career is done, stick a fork in yourself. Are you going to try to remake yourself or dive under the rock you came from? But I wasn't able to ask that question because he was already gone. We're gone for 3 minutes, but we'll be right back.
Oh.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we're back. Mr. Producer, come on in here for a second. I want to show you something. Come on in. For some reason, this will not allow me to get on C-SPAN. If you go on to C-SPAN, okay, click on that there. All right. Get down to the bottom, all recent programs. Click on that. Whoops. It doesn't want to let me do that. Hold on. There we go. And this one right here, Bill Kristol. And fast forward it, get it about to the 30 minutes into it, and then get it queued up and we're ready to roll with that. For some reason, I was just in my office, dialed this up, played with no problem. The newer computer here in the studio, for some reason, doesn't want to play this. But it's interesting that Bill Moyers did this last night, this program, about the lies, the usual suspects, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it went through all the stuff, the yellow cake stuff, the tubes, the this, the that. And Bill Kristol admits, yes, I've always been for the war. You know, I was talking to Bill Clinton about it and talking to Daddy Bush about it. Evidently, this guy goes back a ways. But he and his pals finally got his way with George Bush, and I'm not so sure. I think it was just the good old boys, the time was right, they all got together and decided to launch this thing. He's making claims, outrageous claims, like some people think it's for the money and the contracts, and it's just all so ridiculous. Well, we're going to play some segments out of this thing. I'm sorry I didn't have time to edit it down, but you got to hear this. Because what he tries to do on this thing is damage control, damage control, damage control. And there were a couple of callers that just ate his little butt alive. The people were paying attention. And I've told people before, you know, if you get tired of calling into radio programs such as this and you want to save your walking fingers over the telephone dial, and with your vast wealth of knowledge, why are you not plugging it into people that obviously the majority of them are cold butt stupid? And that's the people that listen to C-SPAN, a Democrat, Republican, independent or other. I don't know what other is. And I remember about a year ago, or maybe it was even longer than that, C-SPAN decided it was going to put up liberal, conservative, and other. And I don't know what that other category was, but they dropped it back to independent, Democrat, and Republican. You know, and I'm sure they got flack over this. I've made comments about it on the air, that our political system, that's what it's been turned into, progressive, communist, socialist versus neocon, supposed conservative, whatever. And for C-SPAN to do that, I think they got a lot of flack from a lot of listeners. But you people sitting out there that have got the satellite, that have got the cable, that are up when the birds are chirping in the morning, tune into these shows. See what topic is being discussed. See what guests they have. Because they always take calls. Unless it's a very carefully couched or, how should I say, managed segment where the person doesn't have that much time or whatever and it's a shorter segment. But generally speaking, these people are on for at least a half hour and sometimes an hour or more. Now, Bill Kristol started getting beat up. I think he gave him the high sign, and he skedaddled on out of that studio. I mean, they did one tight shot of the moderator, camera pulled back, the chair that Kristol was sitting in is gone, and the desk has moved up, and he was gone. And people really wanted to talk to Mr. Kristol. Or actually not talk to him, but they wanted to give him peace in their mind. But my point here is, folks, that the C-SPAN audience, these people really consider themselves to be lucky and fortunate, because this is a creation of the cable company. And they feel blessed to have C-SPAN, that they can get up there and give their political opinion. What a great arena to go in, because these people think that they're politically savvy. They know what's going on in America. Now, and I hasten to use the term idiots. Let's just say the uninformed, or the think that they're informed, but they're not, are up there with their opinions and you know, exercising their First Amendment, and all that's good. But you can tell immediately that these politically savvy people are falling for the trap. Oh, let's play the political game. Let's give political comment on political commentary. And on the Bill Moyer special last night, they pointed out that these politicians are disconnected. They're politicians. There's no substance. There's no nothing. They're selling the sizzle and the stuff that they hope people eat. But that's it. So here we have a large audience, and I don't know the demographics or the breakdowns or how many people they actually have listening to C-SPAN. Obviously, their lines are never lacking. There's always somebody up there that thinks they know something. But you listen to what they're saying, and about 95% of them don't know their constitution from a roll of toilet paper. But they have their political opinions on the stuff that's shoveled out of that stupid tube from other areas, other shows, other programs. So all you smart people out there, why aren't you using that venue? You know, I've asked this question before. I've asked this question before. Why are we so reticent to go into areas that aren't tread that heavily. I mean, I'd love to be on Bill O'Reilly's set. It'd take me about 7.5 minutes to roll that guy's head off the stage. Or give me Sean Hannity. Probably take less time with him. But we can be there informing people with real fact. So why are we not... Somebody said something to me the other day that made kind of a backwards slap and said, well, you're the only smart guy on this planet, huh? No, I've said repeatedly, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. But I do have a point. And what I am saying, ladies and gentlemen, is that we have not used all avenues. You know, I know that they, when you write into the editor of these newspapers, I know that they may not print your letter. If they do, I know that they can severely edit the thing, and they say for content and space. And they won't always print your letters. But how many of us are bothering to write in to our local newspapers? And I got a flash for you here. If you've got a point that's not a salient point to make, that's not time sensitive, I got a clue for you here. Write out your letter or type it out. Go down to Kinko's if you don't have a copier at home, you know, a little flatbed scanner or whatever, and just run off about 10, 15 copies. Yeah, you have to spend a little money on stamps. Postage in this country is not free, and the newspapers won't send you out the postage-free envelopes. But run off 10, 12 letters and mail one in once a week. They're going to get sick and tired of getting the same old letter, and eventually they'll print it. But be concise, be brief, don't go all over the map, be savvy, because they're limited on space. I mean, they truly are. But if there are good letters, I've read 100, 150 word letters that they will print. And again, the point is, you know, we're all sitting around talking to each other. Well, that's fine. And I enjoy it very much. But folks, if there is ever going to be a positive and solid change in this country, and I was talking to Michael Herzog earlier today, and I said, what has not happened yet is the next wave to come into this movement. Now, what do I mean by next wave? The next wave being that professional person, the real estate guy, whomever, that has been doing his thing and doing it honestly and playing by the rules, and then he discovers something is very, very wrong. And our information actually gets to him. They join us in the fight. We've not yet reached that second tier. Everybody out there panting hard, been pedaling real hard, but seems like we're getting nowhere. Well, in some respects, that is true. Because I've been sitting here waiting every single day for that next tier, that next group of people to come in. And they will. Sooner or later. Hopefully it's not later. But what are we doing to increase our numbers? I'm tired of talking to patriots. I want to talk to the generally dumb public out there. I want to get to those people. Because there will be diamonds in the rough. Just as one day, some pesky individual kept tapping me on the shoulder going, hey, have you seen this? No, Don, I've not seen that. What do you got today? Well, don't read it here. Go into your office and read it. I'd walk into my office and I'd throw it in a round file. Yes, I was one of those people that didn't want to be bothered because I was well on my way to being an upwardly mobile yuppie. Okay? And then one day he had me as a captive audience. I couldn't go anywhere. A friend of his came over named Jack Otto. And ladies and gentlemen, the rest is history. Was I that diamond in the rough? You betcha. And I was pretty old. Well, I'm getting older, but I'd like to think I'm getting a little bit better. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at StovesandMoreOnline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hey, Hertzy. Herzog, I know you're out there listening, you jerk, because he just called me during the break, and he goes, no, you're just getting dumber. seriously, folks, we've got to look at this thing through, I won't say better eyes, but fresher eyes. No, I didn't say pressure eyes. I said fresher eyes. And let's get, if you haven't noticed, the good patriots out there for the last 3 to 4 months, 6 months, have been doing nothing but feasting on each other rather than feasting on the enemy. And that's not going to accomplish anything. Later on, if I have time, I want to relate to you what Wanda Piety has said. Short note here, do an update. Part of that Bill Moyer special last night, by the way, UN says plight of Iraqis worsen. Yeah, the surge is going to help. Yeah. It is absolutely insane. Do you have that loaded up yet, Manny? What percentage do you have loaded up? Just yell through the window. 16 minutes out of 49? Really? That is loading awfully slow. Maybe since I mentioned it on here, everybody's slamming C-SPAN right now. That very well could be. All right, while that's loading, don't sit there and stare at it. A watch pot never boils, and an uploaded program won't load faster by watching it. Let's go to Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
How you doing?
Good.
I've got an analogy of what was on Moyer's show yesterday, which I thought was excellent, too. I taped it.
Okay.
It's an analogy between the Book of Revelations and the mainstream media in this country. And, you know, if you think about it, it seems like the red dragon giving its power to the beast, because they basically bent over backwards to give it to what we've got now. And, you know, as they say, if it's in black and white, and red all over, you know, and the red might not be R-E-A-D, but R-E-D.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just a strange, strange analogy.
Well, and there was a lot of stuff missing out of that, and there was disinformation on that as well. And one of the, and I'm hoping to get this program loaded up here from C-SPAN, because Bill Moyers last night, of course, the often repeated. Yeah, 3,000 plus Americans dead. No. 30. They said on Moyer's program. Did you catch this one, Don? 35,000 Iraqis dead.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah.
Yeah. 35,000 Iraqis. I went. Wait a minute here. Wait a minute. It's 20 times that number.
Yep. I also tried to get onto the blog. You know, that they were offering after the special, you know, to talk to the two guys that were, you know, the main...
Yeah, the guys are with McLarty, and they were with Knight Ritter.
Knight Ritter, right.
Yeah.
And I tried to post a couple things there a couple times, and it would never post. And, you know, one of them was, yeah, I'd like to see somebody tell me, you know, why it was that, who put it out that three mysterious ships were, you know, left Iraq before the war started with chemical and biological weapons on board, you know, and as soon as Bush got his shock and all, those ships disappeared from all the media, so they didn't need the fear anymore, you know, they managed to work, so they made that disappear, and that would not show up on there.
Well, and I'm going to get these guys, you know, during that program. Because they were the ones at Knight Ritter, they were the only ones scratching their head and going, wait a minute here. And, you know, this stuff is not adding up. They went through the whole Shalaby thing. The supposed defectors, which these people are just managed. You know, obviously, if you're a defector, you want something out of the people that you're defecting to. In this case, they used it for propaganda. But all of this stuff kept going back round robin to the same people.
Mm-hmm.
And they were making just brief comments and kind of talking to each other and talking to the camera and the interviewer at the same time. And one reporter looked at the other and said, well, how many radio interviews were we called to do? And obviously none.
Right. Well, I did like, though, that they did show the protest in D.C. and then what they showed in what the Times put in for it. It was, you know, a picture and a couple of words, you know, and, you know, they didn't make it sound like there was anybody there, really.
Yeah. Well, it was a good piece, but still, like I said, there was somebody watching over Bill Moyer's shoulder. He was a little outlandish, but I'll tell you what, if I would have had 90 minutes to produce a program to go out to the public broadcasting audience, oh, it would have been a little bit edgier than that.
Yeah. That's why you're not on there, man. They don't want you to be edgy.
I hear you. I'm still waiting for the invitation from Brian Lamb to be on C-SPAN one of these days. Maybe on a real slow day, they might do that. Hey,
have a good day.
Thanks for your call, Don. Appreciate it. UN says that Baghdad security operation has failed. Mr. Reed, one of our favorite little politicians, says the war is lost. Well, but that's just all nonsense. Mr. Bush has a new plan, and we got to give it time to work with our new general, General Petraeus, or was that Betray Us? Mike in Arizona, I'll get you up here in a second. Hold on, everybody. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Hold on, callers. We'll get to your calls here in a second. 800-313-9443. Sectarian violence, according to the Irish Examiner, their online edition, continued to claim the lives of a large number of Iraqi civilians in Sunni, Arab, and Shiite neighborhoods of Iraq's capital, despite the coalition's new Baghdad security plan, according to the UN. Its first human rights report since the security plan was launched on February 14th that began increasing U.S. and Iraqi troop levels in the capital, the UN Assistance Mission for Iraq, here's another an acronym, UNAMI, UNAMI, said civilian casualties in the daily violence between January and March remained high, concentrated and around Baghdad. American troops are facing increasing danger as they step up their presence in outposts and police stations in Baghdad and areas surrounding the city as part of the security crackdown to which U.S. President George Bush has committed an extra 30,000 troops. Thousands of Iraqi soldiers are also being deployed in the streets of the capital in an attempt to pacify it. For me, that would just look like a target-rich environment. Car bombs could kill more people. While government officials claimed an initial drop in the number of killings in the latter half of February following the launch of the Baghdad security plan, the number of reported casualties rose again in March. But UNAMI also said that for the first time since it began issuing quarterly reports on human rights situation in Iraq, you know, that's like, jeez, that's like the term military intelligence. It just doesn't add up. Human rights in the UN? The new January 1, March 31 did not contain overall mortality figures from Iraq's Ministry of Health because it refused to release them. That's right. The new puppet government over there is not willing to tell the rest of the world of how many of their citizens have actually died. You know, it might embolden, I guess, the enemy, Al-Qaeda, or whoever the hell they're claiming is in there now. And it's a true statement, folks, by the way. Everybody in neighboring states and countries and whatever else, everybody's got a brother or a cousin or an aunt or an uncle or a mummy or a daddy or something in and around Iraq or Afghanistan or wherever. The UN agency said after the publication of its last human rights report about Iraq on January 16th, Prime Minister Nouri Maliki's office told UNAMI its mortality figures were exaggerated, although they were in fact official figures compiled and provided by a government ministry. The new UNAMI report said on March 1, Iraq's Ministry of Interior announced that 1,646 civilians were killed in Iraq in February, most of them in Baghdad, but that it is unclear on what basis these figures were compiled. Are they joking? Why don't you just forget the compiling, just go count the bodies in the pile? UNAMI said that even though its current, and put a toe tag on them, a number, you know how to count, don't you? UNAMI said that even though its current reports evidence could not be numerically substantiated with government figures, it showed continued high levels of violence throughout. And I'm not going to bother reading the rest of this garbage, and I'll tell you why. Because the United States government is not being forthright because we don't want to give aid and comfort to the enemy and might embolden them to attack us even more. Excuse me, it's not 3,500 or 3,600 Americans that are dead. It's 3-4 times that number, maybe even higher. And let's not count the people that are sick and dying right now from depleted uranium. And let's not, for the life of us, talk about almost the 750,000 of Iraqis that are now dead, women, men, and children, and those yet to die from depleted uranium. Now, let's not talk about that, because you know what? It really may put a bad light on the situation in Iraq. What do you think, huh? Let's not give people the facts. Let's just keep lying to them, or the same thing that I consider omission of the truth is still a damn lie. Yes, yeah, we spent about $1 trillion so far in Iraq. Big deal. We're stopping Al-Qaeda. No, this is a war on terrorism. And what they're doing, if you notice what they're doing in the media, they keep shifting. And thank God Bill Moyers at least covered this last night about the managed news in this country. Yeah, like anybody, the head of a major news organization or newspaper is not a CFR and Bilderberg member. Of course they're not. That's just a conspiracy theory. And of course, the CFR is just a good group of people here. Then, you know, business leaders and politicians and, you know, the good old boys, they just get to bed together and have cocktail parties and pat each other on the back and tell each other how great they are. It's no big deal. You know, it's just another conspiracy theory. Get off of that stuff. It is still a lie of omission. These people, they can't, if they were to tell the American people on national television that, you know what, we don't think this is working on Iraq. And here's the body count of the Iraqis, by the way. Out of a country of 23 million, we've only butchered 750,000 of them. Don't worry. It's an acceptable casualty rate. That's collateral damage. That happens in every war. Don't worry. It's okay. Go back to sleep. Let's go to Mike in Arizona. Hello, Mike.
Yes. Good afternoon, John.
Hi.
Hey, I'd like to make my little comments about Bill Moyers' special last night.
Yes.
Okay, first off, there was absolutely no mention of Feit and Wolfowitz. And, you know, I saw one special about 6-8 months ago, it was on Frontline, and it was called Iraq the First Year. And they made a comment about, oh, well, Fife and Wolfowitz, they were the driving forces behind it, but their families suffered in the Holocaust, so we're not going to talk about them.
And the whole... funny you should mention that. I got to interject this before I forget. Bill Kristol was on there, and out of the blue, what did he say? Oh, Iran, and, you know, they're Holocaust deniers. What in the hell does that have to do with anything?
That's for sure. Well, you know, and then the rest of the program, this Frontline thing, all they did was talk about J. Paul Bremer and everything. And I remember, about 2 months ago, remember Fife, they'd come out and said that he was the one responsible for writing his paper that got us into the war. Tim Russert had him on Meet the Press and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, Anna Nicole Smith died, and that's all we heard for 6 weeks. So I wonder if they were trying to cover for when it was.
Well, I made the comment, I think it was last week, that I said that the only way we got Anna Nicole Smith off of the news is by 32 students dying down at Virginia Tech. Did I lose him?
No, I'm right here.
Okay, go ahead.
No, okay. You know, they did kind of touch on it a little bit, but not a whole lot. You know, I got some articles here. It's out of U.S. News and World Report back in, like, 1998, talking about the need to remove Saddam. You know, they had Dan Rather on there, and he gave us the old crocodile tears. Don't blame me. And, you know, I have to ask this question. If they're admitting this, you know, it's what else are they not telling us? What are they all lying about? And I did notice that about 90% of the people that were interviewed, the media outlets, the so-called experts like Pearl and Kristol and Krauthammer, the New York Times, Washington Post, CBS, CNN, NBC, Fox, they're all Zionists. And the Zionists wanted it. The Zionists got us into it. And now the Zionists are going, oh, but don't blame us.
Oh, no. You got that wrong. It's the Jesuits that did it.
Yeah, there you go. You know, maybe to shed a little bit of light on how where Moyers was constrained, in PBS, the person at the top of the heap, I recall her name is Catherine Hepburn, and her husband is a member of the ADL and of AIPAC. I wonder if that has any effect on how far and control and constraint on what's really going on here.
Well, it like I said, I just, you know, I was... In some respects, I was happy that Moyers did that special, but I'll tell you, you'd have to be mentally challenged, and if anybody believed that was writing that script for that program, 35,000 Iraqis dead? I mean...
Well, he said right that that was right at the very end of the program when they were wheeling that guy in on that stretcher with that huge, gigantic hole in his chest. I think what he said was that the casualties have increased, and they're up to 35,000 this year. It wasn't the total number. It was just how many have died this year.
Okay, now that I didn't catch. If I'm in error, I stand corrected, but I did not hear that. What I heard was them saying, and not put in that context, I might have hiccuped or blew my nose or something and missed it out of context, but that's what I heard. But
yeah,
at any rate,
too busy laughing.
yeah, probably. All right, Mike.
Hey, God bless you, John. Thanks for the great show.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your call. UN Plight says plight of Iraqis worsen. Study clashes with general's appraisal. I'll get into that, but do you have that queued up at the 30? All right, I'm going to run this, and the balance of that is what, 19 minutes? Okay, now what you're going to have to do with that, my friend, is when I say pause, okay? All right, let that thing run.
It really looked like you helped out in showing a lot of bad things about what was going to be going on in this country. And I think you helped us to go into this war. And I wanted to know how you feel about that, because I was totally against the war from the beginning. I want our troops home, and they have not lost the war. Our military and our government let our soldiers down. They have done nothing wrong. I'd like your comment on that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, on the first point, actually, Bill Roggio, who writes on our website at weeklystandard.com, had a good piece a couple of days ago. One problem with the failure to pass the supplemental appropriations bill is that money's had to be transferred from one account to another to keep the basic military functions going. We've had to cut back temporarily on the training of Iraqi troops over there. So we're paying a price for this stalemate in Congress, and I really hope it gets resolved just for the sake of the war effort, which we should all hope goes well. Even if you think we should get out, obviously you want our soldiers to do well and our allies and the Iraq security forces to do well, as long as we're fighting. So I do hope the dispute gets resolved in the next week or two and the money gets going again, because it has begun to hurt, I gather, the actual operations on the ground in Iraq and certainly the preparations elsewhere, you know, for troops going to Iraq in the U.S. and the like. The U.S. government's made plenty of mistakes. I'm sure the military's made plenty of mistakes. Not all the generals who've been in charge have been as good as Petraeus now is, I think. Some of us have been pretty critical at times. One also has to say that in war, you know, no second guessing is easier than making the decisions at the time. And people made decisions in good faith and, you know, made the right judgments as they thought were right at the time. These were all patriotic, obviously, Americans, as were those who opposed the war. No, I supported the war. I urged going to war. There was no deceit about it. I thought we should have removed Saddam in 1991. I supported Bill Clinton when he threatened Saddam, and then he went to war. I mean, that's bombed Saddam for 4 days in 1998. I thought and think that leaving Saddam in power with the sanctions removed, with the ability to go after nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction once again.
Well, pause that right there. Well, what weapons of mass destruction, Mr. Crystal? What script are you still reading? What weapons of mass destruction? Saddam Hussein what they even lacked in the Bill Moyers report was that, wait a minute, Osama bin Laden was a CIA asset. Saddam Hussein was being used, and we gave him all the chemical play toys and weapons of mass destruction to go after the Iranians because, well, the Iranian regime, they kind of turned on us because, you know what, they got tired of the United States meddling in Iran's affairs going back to the year I was even born. That was with the Shah of Iran. And they got really sick and tired of the U.S. puppet being over there. So what did they come out with? Oh, that's right, the Ayatollah Khomeini. That one stare from this guy would turn you to stone. So, gee. They play one side against the other. The CIA goes in there, sets up all the assets. We have pictures of Rummy over there shaking hands with Saddam Hussein. Hey, how do you like your chemical weapons? We gave you a good deal on it, right? Smiley, smiley, smiley. Go ahead, continue.
...danger to us and to any prospects for improved stability and progress in the Middle East, which in turn, if we don't have improved progress and stability in the Middle East, will be an intolerable danger to us, as we learned on 9/11. So I don't, a lot of people disagree with it, and the war hasn't gone well, but I supported the war, and I support the war.
New topic, the firing of U.S. attorneys and the fate of the attorney general.
This isn't going to take long. Bear with us, folks.
Top aide to Representative Rick Renzi of Arizona called the office of Arizona's U.S. attorney about 6 weeks before the prosecutor was fired, inquiring about a federal probe into the congressman's role into a land deal that benefited a former business partner and political patron. The former U.S. attorney, Paul Charlton, told House investigators this week that his office had alerted the Justice Department's headquarters about the call because he considered it potentially improper, according to congressional sources. The incident means that Charlton was the third of eight U.S. attorneys forced to resign last year, but reported to justice officials that Republican members of Congress or their staffs made inappropriate overtures to their offices about politically sensitive investigations they were supervising.
Yeah, but there's no evidence that the replacement U.S. attorneys stopped the investigations. In fact, Renzi just resigned, didn't he, from a bunch of committees because the investigation's moving forward. So I'm not convinced that anyone has behaved corruptly. I am convinced that Attorney General Gonzalez has really mishandled this to a degree
takes
that's
one
kind
to know
of shocking.
One, huh? Well, no,
shocking,
he ain't a crook.
Actually, and that he should resign. I mean, he's hurting himself. He's hurting the Justice Department. He's hurting the Bush administration, in my view. I don't think one should let people be railroaded out of office because there are some criticisms, and certainly not if they're on policy grounds, and the president should defend his people. But at this point, it just looks... I was struck talking to a bunch of conservatives and Republicans in the last... two different instances in the last couple of days. It's demoralizing to have Bush pretend that everything's fine and that Gonzalez did a good job on the Hill. The president should have enough confidence to say, look, some of my appointees have done a good job, and now they've screwed up, and I'm going to replace them, or at least accept an apology from Gonzalez. Say that Al's come to me,
He said, this is a major screw-up. It won't happen again. I've taken this to the woodshed, but I've accepted his apology. It's not a firing offense. Let's get back to business. That would at least be a kind of reasonable thing to say. It's what any of us who tries to run an organization says to someone who screws up, or it's what our bosses say to us if we mess up. And instead, to pretend everything's fine, his testimony was great, it really makes Bush look out of touch. And I think it's unfortunate because there are important things going on, like this war. On the war, I think Bush is in touch. He's been responsible. He made some tough decisions in removing Rumsfeld and removing Casey and bringing on Petraeus to run the war and to support him, to send more troops over, even though it's unpopular. And I just hate to see Bush, this distraction now, weakening the Bush administration and making the president look as if he's sort of blind in his loyalty to all of his colleagues.
For Bill Kristol, our next phone call, Lowell, Massachusetts.
Mr. Kristol?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Good morning. It's an honor to speak to you. You know, a lot of Democrats call in and they say people should read a book, and I'm sitting here surrounded by about 500 books. And, you know, the thing that bothers me, you know, I've served in the military, and that was 30 years ago, is the impression that I guess the American people have is that if we leave Iraq, things will return to the days of milk and honey during the Clinton administration when we didn't do a damn thing at all.
Ah, let's stop right there. Yeah, remember Bill said that we'll only be in Bosnia for a couple of years. What have our troops been over there, what, 8-10 years now? Yeah. Thanks, Bill. Thank you, George Bush. We'll be right back. How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Sounds eerily like what Rush Limbaugh plays, but with a little bit more punch. Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Okay, hi, hello?
Hi.
Hi, hello. Okay, just I'll fill you in on something very important. I called the congressional floor today. I mean, called the Congress in D.C. I called places in Utah as well as my own state in Connecticut. And just to give you a little tip, the H.R. 1592, the hate crimes law legislation, that is going to be up for a vote on the 3rd of May, Thursday, next Thursday on the 3rd of May. So I just want to let you know, people out there, I've been calling today. I also spoke to Ted Pike off air. May I give the phone numbers?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, all right. If you want to call direct, that's 202-224-3121. I repeat, 202-224-3121. Toll free is 1-877-851-6437. That's 877, toll free, 877-851-6437. Now, I'll tell you this. When I called a couple of congressmen and a couple of other offices in Washington, but a couple of other states, okay, I called one in Kalispell, Montana, in that district. I called Congressman Bishop, Congressman Cannon in Salt Lake City, Utah. I called Tom Tancredo's office. I called Ron Paul also. I called one up in Maine. The ones in the Midwest, particularly one in Utah, they told me, Congressman Bishop, most likely he may not is not going to vote for this bill. There's surprisingly enough, when I call other areas, including my own state, they're getting calls. Because up in Maine, when I call up there, she told me she had many people call just today about that bill. So,
I can guarantee you one thing. They're not getting calls from the general public out there saying,
well, that's
to,
what she told me.
Yeah, saying to vote for this thing because they're not talking about it in the media. So how the heck would anybody know about it?
Well, see, that's the yeah, you're right. I don't hear it anywhere. I was even trying to see if I could pitch Nori to it, George Nori. But a lot of people, apparently, Ted Pike, he's doing a great job. Keep it up, Ted, because a lot of people out there, I was calling people on my end. I called Jackie Petru, who had a show. You may be familiar with her. I called your show and your network, different people. I called Jack Otto on his home. Apparently, when I do call, I called today. I was on for about almost an hour, and I called direct. I didn't even use the 800 number, but I did give my real name and everything. Some of them, they're getting calls, and one of them told me outright that, you know, that she's not only familiar with it, but she's got numerous calls today. So I think people need to put a fire under this Congress and do whatever they can. But it is going to be up for a vote, and this is what one of them tipped me off today. It's going to be up for a vote Thursday, May 3rd. Okay, I'll let you go.
All right, thank
all right,
you. Bye. Appreciate your call. May 3rd. Bill number 1592. Folks, telling you, people are not calling in favor of that thing because nobody in mainstream America knows anything about it. You do. Ted Pike certainly does. And I'm in agreement with Henry. If it weren't for Ted Pike, I think this thing already would have been passed. Now, tell me one man does not make a difference. Now, it's your turn at bat, folks. You're in the rotation. It's the bottom of the ninth. Two men out. Nobody on. It's your time to take a swing. 202-224-3121 or 877-851-6437. Bill number 1592.